You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so a doctor closes this kid's eye together with glue, and he wasn't even supposed to be getting glue in the... Blah, blah, blah. Fix your radios, people. Fix your radios. When I'm on, fix your radios. Anyway, so the doctor glues this kid's eye together, right? And he says, oh, just deal with it over the next 3 days. Parents are ticked. All right. I want to talk about this story because I think a lot of things are very half-assed. All right, really halfway, and I'm tired of it. It makes doctors look bad. It makes the medical profession look bad, and we got to stop this. We got to stop this, okay? I understand there's going to be cuts in medical care. I understand that. I understand doctors getting paid less. I understand that there's going to be less access. But when somebody goes to a doctor, when somebody goes to a hospital, they expect the best care, and they shouldn't expect any less, all right? You don't halfway it. You don't halfway it. So we're going to talk about that. All right. We're going to talk about this kid that swallowed a battery, burned through his esophagus. We need to talk about how you could tell if your kid did something they probably shouldn't have and what you should think about so you don't let too many days go by and more damage gets done. We're going to talk about a hearing loss affects 1 in 5 Americans. That's why I'm so loud on my show. That's why we really broadcast this show loud, because I know 20% of you can't hear me. Huh? Dr. Dahlia, what'd you say? What? Yeah, well, you're going to hear me, and you're going to hear why people are losing their hearing and what you could do to protect your hearing. Now it looks like 10% globally, all right, are going to be diabetic by the year 2030. I thought in America it's already 1/3 of us. I mean, we're really way ahead of the curve. You know, we got everybody beat. But they say 10% of people worldwide is going to have diabetes in 2030. And guess who's going to pay for it? We are. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. Just like the pancreas and diabetes, this show is juicy. I always use the word juicy because we are juicy and we're enzymatic and we're pulsatile. These are all kind of good medical terms for the Dr. Dahlia Show. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And for those of you that don't like finding the letters on your phone, it's 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can find us on drdahlia.com. You can find us on gcnlive.com. Follow me on Twitter. We got Kyle working the dials, who is awesome. And we are just going to rock it tonight or today. And also, please tell your local radio stations if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show to be brought to you locally. Right? And even though they're going to want you to get your head examined, they may not. And they may say, oh, you know, I'll take that under advisement. All right, that's how you get Dr. Dahlia locally to your cities. Okay, so what do we want to talk about? Yeah, the Supreme Court looks like it's going to finally hear the legal fight over the healthcare overhaul. I reported on this a while back. All right, we knew this was happening. They were going to look at arguments in the spring, finally give us an answer in June. Well, apparently they're talking about it today all over the news like it's news. I don't understand why this is news. I already talked about this. See, it makes you look stupid. It makes it look like I'm reporting an old story, but it's all over the news. So I got to talk about it. And just to quickly recap, the four things we're going to be looking at is, number one, does Congress have the power to mandate that Americans can buy, that Americans have to buy health insurance or pay a penalty? Is that constitutional or not? Then, if the requirement to buy insurance is unconstitutional, does the whole law get thrown out? Or do other parts of the law survive? They're going to have to decide that, which I'm thinking, yeah, I'm thinking the answer is yes. I'm thinking they're going to salvage a lot of this bill. Number three is Congress illegally coercing states to expand Medicaid, whether they could afford to or not, and then threatening to withhold funding from the states if they refuse. Is that illegal? Okay. And then if the penalty for not buying health insurance doesn't really go into effect until federal income taxes are due in 2015, are legal arguments now brought against health care premature? So those are the four things they're going to be addressing. And it's not going to be as succinct as I just gave it to you. All right. Luckily, Boston.com gave us that very succinct paragraph of what the Supreme Court needs to look at and what they have to address. And we'll see what happens. All right. We're going to see what happens. Again, I don't really have a lot of high hopes. I think we're kind of in a mess, because whether the Affordable Health Care Act law gets overturned or not, we've promised everybody insurance and not crappy insurance. We promise them good insurance, and that's going to be very difficult to do. All right. It's, you know, many of us can't even afford good insurance. Insurance is too expensive. Now, we also talked about in the news today that Florida, we're talking the whole state of Florida. We're not talking about a couple people. We're talking the whole state of Florida wants a waiver from Obamacare. The whole state. They said this can't happen. This isn't going to work. We have very few health insurance companies, and they're going to bail and leave Florida. All right. One in five people in Florida is uninsured. They said the waiver needs to keep insurers from packing up and moving their business out of state. So whether the health care bill goes through the Supreme Court or not, whether it's constitutional or not, we're having now whole states, not just the unions who supported it. Now we're having whole states say we've got to get out of this one. Apparently, the mandate to make health insurers prove that they're spending at least 80% of their premiums on medical costs isn't working like they planned. You know, first it made sense. Yeah, you know, premiums are high. They're only paying the doctor $25. They're making patients pay co-pays and co-insurances and deductibles. They're worth $1,000 a month going to, I'd like to see. Made sense. But then remember about a year ago, Blue Cross Blue Shield of California wanted to raise their rates, so the state said, show us why, and they were like, oh, you got a point. Okay? You know, pre-existing conditions cost a lot of money. Insurance caps cost a lot of money. Stem cell transplants. One of the things in the news today was how they could use stem cells on heart failure patients. Take the good cardiac muscle stem cells, grow them, put them in to repair the bad, damaged heart of the heart muscle of people in congestive heart failure. That's fancy schmancy stuff, people. That's expensive. So it's going to be interesting what happens. But Florida now is the first state saying you got to waive the whole state. All right, we waive the whole state. So it's going to be interesting. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about one in five of us are losing our hearing, and y'all better listen to this. Ross going to be talking about there's an injection that may actually help lower cholesterol for those of us that don't want to eat right or take the pill and are sadistic where we really, really want our shots. All right, let's come around the bend. Coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state. M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, and of course, please follow us on Twitter. Dr. Dahlia, what do you think of blue-green algae? I think blue-green algae is gorgeous. I think it's pretty. In terms of medicinal, not a lot of studies out there. Yeah, but I get asked this a lot. I guess blue-green algae is starting to be the big thing. It's supposed to help with PMS. Who, then maybe I should take it. Supposed to help with ADD. They've even been talking about precancerous mouth sores, depression, anxiety, diabetes, etc. It's supposed to be a source of B12 and iron. But, again, I really haven't seen any studies saying it works. Now, there was a study that came out saying that they have discovered a way to treat herpes with algae. That's one study I've seen. But not much else. And I'll look into it, though, because I know a lot of you are really, really interested in alternative medicine. And I think algae is beautiful. And, you know, it is. It's a plant. It comes from nature. I would love for something like that to work. And but again, you know, be very careful. If you think you have a precancerous lesion in the mouth, you go to an oral surgeon or go to your dentist. I don't want you, you know, swimming in the Pacific Ocean trying to chew on some algae, okay? Not a good idea. All right, so let's look at this. Hearing loss affects about 1 in 5 Americans over age 12. We're talking 12 years on up. Now, I remember in the 80s, I used to listen to Def Leppard, and I would, you know, really blow out my eardrums with that. And, you know, we had the Walkman, right? And I'd raise my Walkman to the max. And then I noticed that I couldn't hear as well, and I wanted it louder. You know, you get addicted. You get addicted to the decibels. And so I wanted it louder, and I would max it even more, and it wouldn't go. And I'm like, okay, I got a problem. Well, one in five of us that are over 12 years old already has some significant hearing loss. Now, moms always ask me, okay, how loud is too loud? All right, well, we don't want your exposure to be greater than 85 decibels long term. Now, you and me talking, about 50 to 70 decibels. Probably 70 because I'm a little bit more loud. So moderate talking is 50 to 70. Yet a motorcycle or lawnmower, about 85 to 90. And I'm getting this from Medical News Today. A typical rock concert, they say, 110 to 120 decibels. And then an ambulance siren or jet engine at takeoff, they say about 120 to 140 decibels. Okay? They say even if you're wearing headphones or earbuds, it could be too dangerous if the volume is loud because, again, it just hit it in your ear. And they say usually noise-induced hearing loss is permanent. I hear a lot less than I want to. In fact, I've been told I need a hearing aid. I have something called the cocktail party effect where if multiple people are talking, I can't discern one of them speaking to me. But if I'm in a room quietly with only one person, like Kyle's working the dials at Genesis Communications Network tonight for us, if he talks to me, I could hear it because it's one-on-one. But if I'm in a social setting where everybody's talking, has nothing to do with cocktails, it's just called the cocktail party effect, I can't hear what someone's saying. I couldn't hear what the teacher was telling me if people were talking behind me. Had a big problem at school. But I always had that as a kid. I remember when I was 12 years old. I've always kind of had a hearing issue, probably from tympanic membrane scarring, eardrum scarring, and those are my personal issues. So we'll talk about it. So basically, all right, so you got to be under 85 decibels. And they say if you can't be under 85 decibels, you got to take breaks. You know, try to use earplugs, earmuffs, custom earplugs if you can. You know, get away from the amplifiers. Be careful when you go to concerts. I went to the Glee concert. It was sold out, but we got tickets. This was months ago when Glee was doing their national concert, and it was horrible because we must have been sitting near a speaker, and I couldn't hear the singing. It just sounded like noise, and I was really disappointed because I really wanted to hear these guys sing. I love Glee. I think the harmonies are amazing. They're great, and I couldn't hear because the concert was so loud. And even though we had earplugs and I was trying to, it was just way too loud. Now, maybe I'm getting older. I'm in my 40s. Maybe I'm sounding like an old woman now. I'm not hearing the music. I mean, I remember wanting to go to a concert when I was younger because, you know, you'd just be rocking out to the music. You'd be screaming. You'd be with your friends. You know, now I'm like, I really need my hearing. You know, I mean, when I sing in the shower, it's not sounding the way it should be. Well, maybe it's because my hearing improved. Who knows? So, all right. So what should you do to protect your hearing? Okay, so we talked about that. You got to limit your exposure time. You got to take breaks. If you're yelling at work, if you have to yell at work, then your work background noise is too high. All right, which means if you're doing construction or in the firing range, all right, and you need to avoid hazardous sound environments, of course, use your earplugs. And then if you suspect you have any sort of hearing loss, you need to start getting it looked at, okay? When young people have hearing loss, they go to the doctor. When older people do, we blow it off. We always blow it off. Like, all right, you're losing your hearing. And you want to know why we blow it off when our older patients start having hearing loss? Because hearing aids usually aren't covered by insurance and they're expensive. I noticed I started to stop asking my patients about hearing loss because so many people rejected me with the hearing aids. I would send them to somebody to be evaluated for hearing aids. They'd come back with a $2,000 price tag, and they said, no way, Dr. Dahlia, forget it. And, you know, with the recession, I'm unfortunately just as guilty about not asking my patients about hearing loss. But also, remember, in the short amount of time I have with a patient, I have to convince them to get their colonoscopy, get their mammogram, get their pap smear, get their blood work done, purchase their medication at the pharmacy. So, yeah, you know, maybe, you know, the icing on the cake is, all right, you know, check your hearing. They're like, Dahlia, how much more do you want me to do? So we don't think the lack of hearing is going to kill somebody. So doctors don't seem to bring it up as often as they should. Well, I say we should. I'm going to do a better job. I think doctors should. But, you know, you as a patient, do a better job and bring it up. Because I want to tell you something. They've been linking lack of hearing to dementia. Now, do you start to become more demented and lose more of your cognitive function because you can't hear? Or there was another study saying one of the first signs of dementia is lack of hearing. So their hearing starts to go. You need to evaluate them for dementia. So it goes hand in hand. You don't want to lose any of your senses. You don't want to lose your eyes. You don't want to lose your hearing. You know, your smell goes down. When you, you know, scientists have found over age 60, you start to lose your sense of smell. Now, in my household, you know, with all the men that live in my house and all the cats and dogs, I'll be looking forward to that. But most people, they don't want to lose their senses. Remember, you are supposed to be an animal. We're in the animal kingdom. Homo sapiens, we're animals. Okay, we need to rely on our senses. A lot of times we lose our taste with medications. We lose our touch because of diabetes or peripheral neuropathy or, you know, burns and scarring, warts. I mean, there's lots of different things. Sciatica. We start losing our touch. We lose our taste. We lose our sense of smell. We start losing our eyesight with cataracts and macular degeneration, and we're losing our hearing. No wonder we get dementia. No wonder it looks like we don't know what we're doing. Now, do I really think lack of all senses causes dementia? No. I think much of our dementia is multi-infarct dementia from high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea. That's what I really think. But maybe that's also why part of our senses go down. If you're getting lack of oxygen, how well is your olfactory system or your ophthalmic system or your auditory system going to work or your gustatory system? So it's all connected. Don't forget about it. You know, we talked about earlier in the show this today about oral health. Another study came out, even though I talk about it all the time, nobody listens. Another study came out saying good dental health prevents heart attack and stroke. They said going twice a year to the dentist, even once a year, decreases a person's risk of heart attack and stroke. We can't forget and blow off certain things. There's always an emphasis in the doctor's office and on my show, heart, 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 prostate, heart, 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 brain, 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 heart, heart, ovary. I mean, that's how I stress things because, of course, we see heart attack. Heart attack is still the number one killer more than anything else. All right? And then we talk about lungs a lot. We talk about smoking. We got to remember the teeth. Now, many of us doctors, we hardly got any training on the teeth. I remember getting a half day of training on the teeth. I thought that was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Only a half day of dentistry. I think doctors should know a heck of a lot more dentistry. When we talked about the Titanic a few shows ago and what their medical facility was like, they didn't have a dentist on board, but all doctors knew how to extract a tooth if they had to. And they all had equipment. Now, I was taught how to deliver a baby, which is great, but I wasn't taught how to, you know, deal with the teeth. And, of course, in this day and age, we don't have to. We could send you to a dentist. But if a doctor hasn't been bombarded with dental knowledge, they may forget to tell their patients to go to their dentist. You always got to think of the mouth. It's the biggest orifice in the body. You can't miss it. All right, when we come back, more news on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes. e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Thank you all for tuning in, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so if you haven't heard, there is a huge Kotex tampon recall. Apparently, Kotex tampons from Dallas-based Kimberly Clark have been contaminated, they say, with a bacteria that could cause vaginal infections and other health risks. All right, they believe that these materials were contaminated with Enterobacter sakazaki. All right, sounds nasty, huh? A bug that could cause vaginal infections, urinary tract infections, pelvic inflammatory diseases, or other health issues. All right, they say the company says both the 18 count of the Kotex Natural Balance Security unscented tampons regular absorbency and the 36 count packages contain tampons that were made with raw materials that could have been contaminated with Enterobacter sakazaki. So thus far, no reports of illnesses, all right? They said the Enterobacter sakazaki bacteria, I'm saying it correctly, could be especially life-threatening to women with pre-existing illnesses or compromised immune systems from HIV. We aren't talking about toxic shock. We're just talking about bacterial infections. Not good, All right, now get it all. All right, so the FDA advises consumers to be cautious and check if they recently bought the Kotex tampons. Okay? My problem is once a year I go and I go to Sam's Club. You know, I like to go when I'm not going to run into patients or run into people see me. Can you imagine any radio paparazzi? And they are out there. All right, they are out there. Trust me, they look for radio hosts, and then they get a picture, and I do not want to be caught buying tampons. So what I do is I go the other way. You know, rather than trying to sneak a little box of tampons into my shopping cart, what I do is I buy, like, the big, huge, we're talking moving truck-sized box of tampons, and I act like I'm bringing that stuff over to charity. Dr. Dyer, but it says a super size extra plus absorbency. Which charity are you bringing that to? I go, oh, you know what? We have them in our office just in case, you know, women can't afford them and they could take some and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Really, Dr. Dyer? I am. Is that why you're walking funny? My problem is, if I bought mine, they are over a year old. Now, I was talking about how, well, you know, if you're worried, if your tampons are, contaminated, I was thinking, well, maybe what I should do is, boil them in water. I could do that. But, you know, if you boil them, A, you could burn yourself, and B, it already not implode, but they already expand. And then I posted this on Facebook, and somebody had suggested, well, why don't I pre-soak the tampons in vodka? If you pre-soak it in alcohol, then hopefully you'll you won't get infection. Now, what brings us to the next topic is how stupid some people are for actually doing that. They soak tampons in alcohol, and then they put them in their orifices, both male and female. This is now one of the biggest crazes in teen drug and alcohol consumption, right? They found teenagers, including boys, are getting alcohol buzzes from vodka-soaked tampons. Girls are putting them in their vagina. Guys are putting them in a rectum. Reports from Phoenix, Arizona, have found that this is not the first time this unusual drinking method has happened. Apparently, these kids, A, they don't have to deal with the taste, obviously, and B, they absorb it quicker because the mucous membranes in the pelvic area absorb things a lot quicker than the mouth going into the esophagus, going into the stomach. And they say a tampon can hold about one shot of vodka. So your kids are getting drunk rectally or vaginally. And parents, you need to figure out what the hell your kids are doing. I talked about this earlier in the show in the first hour, and I said you need to, look what the kids are doing, and please lock up the liquor. All right. Now, going to a little younger, a two-year-old boy burns his esophagus. He's from Arizona as well. After he swallowed a nickel-sized battery. Now, his little boy's name is Emmett Rauch. He swallowed this remote control battery, and then he kind of had some cold-like symptoms. Well, finally, the doctor did an x-ray, and they saw the battery just sit there, and it started to burn into the esophagus. See, what happens is you don't sometimes pass the battery into the stomach and then into the intestine. Sometimes it'll get stuck. It'll stick. The secretions will cause it to stick. And then when it sticks, that's when it can sit there and burn. So apparently he had the battery inside him for about 3 days until someone took an x-ray. Now he's recovering at Phoenix Children's Hospital. They say this is very, very common. We're seeing this more and more. These lithium batteries, they're cute. You know, if you look at these little batteries, they're very cute. They look like, a metallic sweet tart, something like that. You know, they're round shaped. It just looks like something that a two-year-old would put in their mouth. But not only do I want you to childproof the house and watch for batteries, but what I also want you to do is if your child has a cough or kind of an abnormal demeanor, difficulty swallowing, just something not right, I want you to just take that extra incentive and tell your doctor, x-ray him. He might have swallowed something. You have to. You have to tell them to take that step because it won't get done. I can't tell you how many times doctors don't usually, we don't really like to x-ray kids. We don't like to put kids through too many tests. We don't like to put them through, radiation. So we won't go that extra step. And the biggest problem with that is they could be sitting there having a battery in them. Remember, if a little 2-year-old or 3-year-old swallows a battery, they're not going to say, I swallowed something. They're also not going to remember two or three days later cause and effect. You may forget. All right. They're going to say, oh, I don't feel right. All right. And so you as the parent sometimes has to be smarter than the doctor. You have to be. All right. I can't tell you how many times the parents came to me going, I think this is what's going on. And I'm glad they did. Now, yes, I've had to prove parents wrong also, but just stop and think about it. And the other thing you need to do as parents or grandparents is check the toys before you put them away. Now, we make the mistake of having our kids put the toys away, right? We want to go to bed. We're like, come on, go to bed, put your toys away. So they put their toys away, and then we take them to bed. You need to examine the toys and make sure no small parts are missing and no batteries are missing, because then you have to look at the kid and shake them. No, you don't want to shake them upside down, but then you need to look for them. Now, if you really want to teach a kid to clean up, then fine. Have a toy box that the kids put it into for that night, and then you know that was that night's toys, but you need to inspect them. Okay, you got to think differently, parents. Okay, and I want to talk about this doctor. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLY. This boy comes in, he cuts himself above his eye. This is in a hospital in Northern Ireland. And so the doctor closes the wound with medical glue. We call it Dermabond. I'm sure that's the same stuff he used. Great stuff. Kind of like medical super glue, okay? So he sews, he sews the cut together. I don't want to say sews. He glues the cut together. And then after about 20 minutes, all right, he tells the patient, okay, go ahead and open your eyes. Because we tell the child to lie there still. It doesn't hurt when you glue them together, but you need them to stay still so you can approximate the skin margins and it doesn't open up. But the kid couldn't open his eye. Apparently, glue had slid on his eyelid, so he couldn't open his eye. So the kid was getting upset, Then the doctor told the parents, look, it's going to take about 4 days to wear off. The boy's going to have to get used to it. Then another nurse said, look, it's just going to be 3-4 days. Of course, the kid's absolutely freaking out. The kid's a 3-year-old kid. Now, if I was in the ER and I accidentally glued something shut, the antidote is acetone. You use nail polish remover. The problem is you can't use that on the eye. So, some people may try warm water and just kind of loosening it up, and it could painstakingly work. I mean, you could sit there and just try to loosen and piece by piece, but with the screaming kid, they probably just said, let's just patch his eye and go. And the kid freaked out. But here's the thing, again, as parents, stand there and watch. There is no excuse for stuff to be dripping in the eye. They put gauze over the eye socket, and while they're doing it, they watch. I don't know how these things happen. It's halfway. Completely halfway. All right, when we come back, more medical news and your medical questions on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This show just keeps getting better and better. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Probably made about 6 to 9 months ago, I got an email on what was the origin of tampons. And I didn't really read this email because I usually like to lump the emails with topics that we talk about. Well, I can't believe we were just talking the last hour about tampons, and I forgot to bring up this email. Okay, so really quickly, because I love history. I love going back into history, all right? So the history of tampons, it does go back to ancient Egyptian times. They actually did use disposable tampons back then. Apparently, they used softened papyrus. Papyrus? All right, I'm dying to see what the what the studies have said about, let me see, how do you soften the, you know what, all right, well, then the ancient Greeks, they said, invented tampons made from lint wrapped around a small piece of wood. So you would put wood and the lint in there. Oh, this was recorded. Okay, I was wondering how this was recorded. It was recorded by Hippocrates in the late 5th century B.C. Of course, they also have used wool, paper, vegetable fibers, sponges, grass, and later cotton. Can you imagine? I don't want to eat my vegetables. You don't have to. You'll absorb it. All right. Then in 1929, the modern tampon with the applicator was invented by Dr. Earl Haas. He wanted to invent a tampon that could be effectively mass-produced. He filed for his first tampon patent on November 19th, 1931. That's a day we should celebrate. His patent description was for a catamenial device derived from the Greek word for monthly. Whew, I wish our periods only came once a month. All right. Then he trademarked Tampax as a brand name for his tampon product. Now, there was a Gertrude Tendrick who actually founded the Tampax company. And she bought the patent and trademark rights from Earl Haas. I wonder how much he spent. It doesn't say. It doesn't say. All right. So basically, back in the 20s and 30s is when tampons started to be mass produced. Pretty cool stuff, huh? Pretty cool stuff. Okay. Now, here's some more cool stuff, okay? A study just came out today saying cheese may not be that bad for cholesterol. All right. This is really cool because a lot of us, we want to get our calcium the natural way. So here we go. A study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, again, a great read, found that people who ate daily servings of cheese for six-week intervals actually lowered their LDL or bad cholesterol than those that ate butter. So butter bad, cheese not so bad. All right, so how did they do this study? Let me see. Researchers from the University of Copenhagen in Denmark said they set out to learn what effects cheese and butter have on heart disease, HDL, etc. They followed 50 people into a grocery store. Now, they followed 50 people who answered ads in local newspapers, wonder if they paid them. I love cheese. I do it for free. Researchers gave each person cheese or butter, both made from cow's milk, equal to 13% of their daily energy consumption from fat. During six-week intervals, each person ate the set amount of cheese or butter, separated by a 14-day cleansing period in which they returned to their normal diet. Then they switched and for 6 weeks had those who had eaten the cheese before ate butter, while the butter eaters had to eat cheese. Now, boy, this is confusing. I couldn't do this study. Despite eating more fat than had been their normal diet, the cheese eaters showed no increase in LDL, yet the butter eaters did. I'm starting to think like South Park, butters. All right. And then while eating the cheese, subjects' HDL cholesterol dropped slightly compared to when they ate butter, but not compared to their normal eating period. Okay, so your HDL was better than butter, but not better without the butter. Better, butter, better, better. I can't believe it's not butter. All right? So why is cheese made? Well, you know, cheese is calcium. Remember they talked about calcium? Helps increase your secretion of fat and excretion of fat. And you know we talked about calcium helps you lose weight? Maybe there's a little bit more. They actually said they detected a little more fecal fat during the time the group ate cheese. You know what? If you all are like upset about what your Halloween costumes were, you know, for Halloween this year, one of you should have gone as fecal fat. Man. All right. So cheese may not be that bad. Hey, you know what? Great study. Okay, now for those of you who are like, you know what? To heck with cheese, to heck with butter. I'm going to eat the way I want. I'm not going to listen to Dr. Dahlia anymore. Just listen for a few more seconds because there's an injection that has already passed the preliminary trials that lowers cholesterol. All right? Apparently, this is being presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions 2011. I know they're beating the door to go to that one. All right? In its first preliminary human tests, this shot lowered LDL or the bad cholesterol in healthy volunteers 64% more than those that received the placebo. They do that. You know, they give people the fake, the dummy one, and then they give people the real thing. All right, now what this does, this injected material targets a cholesterol regulator. It's a monoclonal antibody that's kind of a laboratory-made human protein. We've been using them for cancers and other conditions. So they created this monoclonal antibody called AMG-145, okay, to disable the cholesterol regulator, PCSK9. Which interferes with the liver's ability to remove bad cholesterol from the blood. Therefore, it improves cholesterol levels. Ah, I get it. So PCSK9, okay, you know what? All right, anyway, anyway, it worked. Now, it didn't have effect on triglycerides, which are the fats in the blood. It didn't have any effect on HDL. But, you know, some people would probably be really willing to get a shot a day to get their cholesterol away. You know, I would. You know what, though? I have no problem taking pills. A lot of people are worried about the pills. You know, they're worried about the pills, you know. But, you know, listen, you want to go natural, right? People say, well, I want to go natural. I don't want to take pharmaceuticals. I don't want to take injectables because I want to go natural. And then I ask them, well, what are you doing to naturally lower your cholesterol? And then they come in with tons of supplements. And some are green, some are blue. And I'm like, really? How is this natural? I mean, if you're really going to be a naturalist, then you eat fruits and vegetables and you don't put any pharmaceuticals or pills in your body, whether they're quote unquote natural or not. Yet many of my naturalists say, no, I'm getting herbs, but I'm getting them in pill form. All right. Don't be a hypocrite. I love the idea of going natural. I love the idea of using garlic and using cinnamon and using, you know, different herbs and spices. I think it's brilliant. But what I don't like is the hypocrisy of, no, doctor, I'm not going to put that pill in my mouth and prevent a heart attack because I trust these pills instead. Why are you trusting those pills? What makes them any different? Because a pharmaceutical company's not behind them. It's not considered a pill. So just, you know, don't be hypocritical. That's all I want to say on that. All right, now, some, you know, interesting information on the college scene. Oh, well, I mean, we're going to go to Penn State. Sandusky now says, look, he's horsed around. He's taken showers with boys, but he's not a pedophile. All right, when is a non-pedophile allowed to take showers with boys? I don't get that. All right, well, anyway, if that's his defense, I'm sorry. Not going to work. Now, other interesting news, though. Looks like University of Memphis is going to become a smoke-free campus. Good for them. University of Memphis will be a tobacco-free campus by next summer. The move was spurred by student government last year. Faculty and staff leaders are all happy. Let me see what's happening here. Okay, who's mad about this? Is anybody mad? They say, actually, the dean of students, Stephen Peterson, said those who violate the tobacco ban will get a warning note for the first offense. After that, they will be called in for discussion. And as a last resort, we would invite the student to step away from the university for a while. Well, that's going to be tough if they're spending the money. All right, here's the thing. All right, I don't like secondhand smoke. I don't like thirdhand smoke. I don't like smoking. I don't like it. But I'm also not a huge fan of organizations or government forcing a smoker who hasn't had time or hasn't had the successful ability to quit smoking to have adverse things happen to them. Okay, I like I said, I think these tobacco company ads that you put on cigarettes are absolutely ridiculous. You don't have a company advertise against themselves, right? If that's the case, then you're going to have to put stickers of pictures on cars and scooters and alcohol. Now, my only concern is many of our veterans come back and they smoke. All right, then we need to have some programs to get our vets off smoking. But denying them access to the university without another plan, this may not go over as well. Good for you guys for trying to be tobacco free, but make sure you think this through. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on. We've got another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.